Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. I'm your host, Jen Narciso. And on today's Mom on the Go episode, I'm bringing back on Jada Glover. Jada is a lactation consultant. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's episode, definitely go check it out. Being a lactation consultant is an amazing side hustle. It allows for a ton of flexibility. You can make some great money. You don't need a ton of time. And especially the way Jada does it, creating online courses, it's awesome. So if you're looking for some extra money and you're thinking of ideas and you love kids or you love babies and you love helping other moms, definitely go listen to last week's episode because it was really awesome. And before we dive into today's episode, I've been asked a lot recently since I got my real estate license a little while back. I don't think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but I do have my real estate license. And so a lot of people who are not real estate investors, but have heard of all the hype of this being such a hot seller's market, have been asking me if they should sell their home and if now is a good time to buy. And so just a couple of caveats with that, because I know this is definitely a seller's market. So if you're thinking of selling your home, this is an amazing time. Interest rates are super low. There's not a lot of inventory. And as I say this, I should mention that this is, you know, depending on your market, but generally across the country in the US right now, most real estate markets are ridiculously hot right now for sellers. I know in the Northeast, it's just ridiculous and sellers have their choice of the pickings. I just did a listing and we had 30 offers within 72 days and it was like 100K over ask. Incredible, incredible market. But for those of you who are really thinking of capitalizing on that and want to sell but aren't sure what to buy, there are a couple of things you can do, but this is really, I like to say it depends on your circumstances. So if you're going to sell your home, you have essentially two to three options. One is you could buy within your area, which depending on what your market looks like, you may be selling high to buy high. The other option is to buy into a different area, a different market, like maybe you're moving out of state, moving to another country, whatever, but you're selling high and potentially have an opportunity to buy in a lower cost area. And then your third option is to sell and instead of buying, you rent. And people are like, well, should I buy to rent? And I would say if, first of all, you have to check the rental market first in your area because some markets rents are ridiculously high right now because there's just not a lot of even rentals available. And so people, especially like I know in our area, they're looking to move out of some of the major cities and they don't want to buy yet because they want to look, or maybe they are looking to get out, but there's not enough homes to buy. So they're looking for rentals. So in some areas, I've seen rents go really high. And in other parts of the country, because interest rates are so low, people aren't looking to rent because interest rates are super low right now. It's cheaper overall for them to buy than to even rent. And so it's actually a great time to rent. So if you can rent and get a great price, then that's awesome. So I would first look in your area or the area you want to move in, see if you can rent. And if you are going to rent, make sure it's less than you would pay to buy a mortgage. And so it is definitely a seller's market though right now. So if you can sell, you totally should and capitalize on it because it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal time to sell. Interest rates are so low now, they are probably going to go up, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I can imagine they're going to go up maybe 1% to 2%, maybe 3% higher than what they currently are now, maybe around winter, next spring. Now, interest rates, I don't foresee jumping up significantly, but I do see them going up a little bit. Is that going to hurt buyers that much? Probably not, but once there's higher interest rate, people aren't going to have as much money to afford on the monthly payments and on a mortgage that if it were so high. So if you can sell now, now is a great time to sell. The thing with buying now, I know some people who are considering buying now though are afraid of paying overpriced for a house. However, you have to factor in though that since interest rates are so low, even though you may be spending more total on a house, prices of houses have gone up significantly. the interest rates have also gone down. So what that means is, though, even though your house price has gone up, your actual monthly payments may not be that much more than if interest rates were up. So you do need to run the numbers and see if it does make sense for you. But paying more money on a house may not actually hurt you that much, because you may be paying less overall, or you may be paying the same amount overall as if you were it with a higher interest rate. So definitely do your calculations on that. And so that was just my little tip, or I should say my rant on the current housing market. But let's get to today's episode. Jada, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Great. So I know that you're working part-time and you started this business a couple of months ago with a 22-month-old. And so how do you balance work and family while starting this business?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And it's something that I constantly think about each day, because I want to provide the best to my clients and I also want to provide the best for my family. So my husband and I try to limit our weekend work so that we're able to really focus on family and do fun things together. And it helps us refresh and remember why we're doing things in the first place. And of course, talk about investments and all those fun family future kind of goals. So it gives us an opportunity to do that. And then I try to avoid my phone in the afternoon. So I mentioned in the previous episode that my mother-in-law is sweet enough to watch her son in the morning while I work my other part-time job. And so in the afternoon, I'm playing with my son and I'm on mama duty. So I really try to avoid the time that I'm spending on my business when I'm supposed to be spending time with him, because I don't want him to say, "Mama's always on her phone." That would break my heart. So I love my business and I could work on it 24/7. But I really do try to kind of set up those boundaries. And then also time blocking. So I learned this tip from a time management friend. That's what she does for her business, is focus on time management tips for people. So she taught us to, you know, make time blocks. If there's specific times where, you know, I play with my son in the afternoons, then nothing else can go into that block. But then figure out other times that there may be availability, even if it's like an hour here or an hour there. It can all add up.
So I know your son is very young, 22 months, but I'm just wondering if there's anything you've already started doing to help create an environment for financial education or things you plan on doing, so that if he's interested in starting a business, to help guide him.
Yeah, absolutely. So he does enjoy going through my wallet, so there's that. So he does have a piggy bank too, so we're trying, even though he's so young. And we do talk about things in front of him. And I think exposure is critical, because if you're not exposing your kids to it, then you can't expect them to know. And I think that's kind of where our parents, I don't want to say fail, but didn't educate us, is because we weren't exposed to it as much as maybe they thought they did. So we really want to talk about the investments, talk about why we're making the investments. And I think that that will definitely help on the education side. And then the other thing is also there's, and I'm not a tax professional by any means, but there's a way that we can hire him to work in our business once he's a little older to do something, you know, a couple hours a week, whatever, and we can put it into a Roth for him. So there's that sort of investment piece as well. So
yeah, I actually want to get someone on the episode to talk about that, because I'm interested with businesses and hiring our daughter right now. Because if you start a Roth at a young age and you just let it, set it, forget right. it, I mean, by the time they're ready to retire, they could have multiple millions of dollars just from a couple $100
yeah.
here and there that you start sure. now when they're so young.
Yeah, that compound interest is a good thing.
And then it's tax-free when they take it out. So it's a wonderful way. And also, I know, again, I'm also not an accountant, but there's write-offs for your business that you can do as well to have it like a win-win, but speak to your accountant. But if you do own a business, it's something I highly encourage you to look into doing, is figuring out a way to hire your kids and opening up a Roth in their name.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you struggle with most being a mom and trying to optimize your journey to financial independence?
I mentioned briefly, I love it so much that I could, you know, work on it 24/7, but I would say the struggle is making sure that I have healthy boundaries set up so that it is working for everyone involved in the business. And that includes my family, me, any of the people that support me. So I think it's easy to justify working all the time because, of course, you want the best for your family's future and you want the income ultimately, and you want to make an impact in all of these lives, but you can't forget about who's, you know, under your roof as well.
That's awesome. Well, Jada, thank you so much for coming on today's bonus episode. It was wonderful to have you back.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that wraps up another amazing Investor Mama episode. If you like today's show and my other content, please subscribe on the platform that you are listening to. It really lets the providers know that you are finding value with my content. Also, if you know anyone who would benefit from listening to the Investor Mama podcast, please feel free, share an episode, post on social media, whatever. Let's get the word out. I created it to help as many people out there as possible, especially as many moms, as many women get educated around personal finance, help them on their money journeys, and just create more freedom and more opportunities, more flexibility with their life, and especially for the next generation. And so again, I hope you like today's episode. This is Investor Mama. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.